Hallelujah. I'd like to welcome everyone here to this auspicious presence of God. The day the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing and we are glad in it. In the precious name of Jesus. We had a most exciting week past, to all manner of miracles, signs, wonders from Tuesday, and right now we are eternally grateful to God. Somebody blessed by the Lord, say amen. Very quickly, we shall complete marital and relationship wisdom. The wisdom for successful relationship, as we looked at in the second service last week, we'll review it very, very quickly and then complete it today. So you are starting from point number 8 or 1 for last service. First of all, we said that we should trust God for a partner who truly loves and fears God, because every authentic child of God will be a good wife or a good husband if you want your marriage to succeed. Secondly, we said we should decide to marry someone we can listen to and submit to. Someone you respect enough to value their counsel. Third, marry someone who truly loves and values your family and loved ones. The person loves you and values your family and loved ones. And then, give zero allowance for every form of abuse, whether it is verbal abuse, emotional abuse, or physical abuse. Allowance for that is zero. If you don't want to marry anybody, hand them over back to where you took them from instead of abusing them. And then, in communication, try to see things from the other person's perspective. Judge intentions, not just actions. Understand, then seek to be understood. We said that. Then be friendly. Maintain friendliness with your spouse. Don't be more friendly with outsiders than you are with your wife. We said that last Sunday. And finally, factor quality time together to activate relationship bonding. Quality time together. The things that make for bonding. We should do that together. And the Lord bless us in Jesus' name. I am going to go to number 8, right? Number 8 now for this service. That says, avoid bringing up issues that had been handled in time past. Avoid bringing up issues that you already handled in time past. Avoid bringing them up. Philippians chapter 3 verse 12. Paul the apostle said, forgetting the things that are behind. I think that will be verse 13 now. Forgetting those things that are behind, I reach forth to the things that are before. Philippians 3:13. Avoid opening up old wounds. Avoid opening up old wounds. Because until you forget the things that are behind, you don't lay hold on things that are before. Don't say things like, you did this last time, I forgive you, you are doing it again. Don't say things like, 10 years ago you did the same thing. No. Forget the things that are behind so you can reach forth. That was number 8. Number 9, avoid believing in or trusting in others more than your spouse. Avoid believing or trusting in others more than you believe in or trust your spouse. First Corinthians chapter 13 verse 6, the Bible said concerning charity or love, it rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in truth. Verse 7, he beareth all things, believeth all things. One thing about love is that love believes. Believes. Whenever you come to the point where you believe anybody more than you believe your wife or you believe your husband, that relationship is doomed to fail. You believe your friend or you believe your wife's friend more than you believe your wife. You believe your brother, your sister, your mother, your father more than you believe your husband. That relationship is doomed to fail. But when you say that, we say the opposite. If you are a wife and you are a husband, you must make yourself believable. Don't do things that make for distrust. Make yourself believable. Don't do things that make you a suspect. Don't do things that make it impossible to be confided in. Make yourself believable. And if people have believed in ways that cast doubt, give them another chance to be believed. Give them another chance to be trusted. Give them another chance to prove themselves. Trust is earned. It is not forced. You earn it. And you earn it by the correct actions of faithfulness. Avoid believing in or trusting in others more than you believe in or trust your spouse. Next number. Avoid actions or activities that build tension. Avoid actions or activities that build tension. Avoid those things that your spouse had indicated their displeasure about. If they had indicated their displeasure about them, avoid those things. Where with one may edify another. Your wife and yourself, you sit down. Sir, I don't think this friend is good for you. This person that you call your friend, if he has his way, he will pursue me. Don't ignore such things. Madam, This friend is not good for our relationship. The way this your friend talks is not good for our relationship. Sit down and agree. These are the things I want from you and these are the things I don't want. And avoid things that put relationship under pressure. Avoid actions and activities that build tension. Next, I think I have missed one. How many have we dealt with so far? The first thing we dealt with today, avoid bringing up issues that have been handled in the past, yes. Avoid believing or trusting in others more than your spouse, yes. Avoid actions or activities that build tension. All right. Then finally, avoid relationships that put your marriage under pressure. Relationships that put your marriage under pressure. Relationships that put your marriage under pressure. People who want to talk down on your wife or husband, They have only bad things to say about them. Or their involvement in your relationship brings tension. It doesn't matter who they are. Avoid relationships that put your marriage under tension. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 8. He said, the words of a talebearer are as wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly. They bring wounds. Bringing tale from your wife to you, or tale from your husband to you, they are wounds. At times, the wounds can be so deep. Proverbs chapter 20 and in verse 19 also. He that goeth about as a talebearer revealeth secrets. Therefore, meddle not with him that flattereth with his lips. Most people who flatter are talebearers. Am I communicating? And Abraham Lincoln said, anyone who can flatter can slander. That is, the person who brought something negative about your husband to you will take something negative from you to your husband, and vice versa. The person who brought something negative about your friend to you can easily take something negative from you to your friend. Very important. I believe that as we employ this wisdom, the Lord will help us. And in all marriages, the final point, let the foundation be pure. All marriages, all relationships. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 4. He said, marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled. But whoremongers and adulterers, God will judge. Psalm 11, verse 3. And if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The purity of the home is the foundation for the future. Very important. When that foundation is tampered with, lack of love can come on with time. Lack of trust can come on with time. Mutual suspicion can come on with time. Lack of love, lack of trust, mutual suspicion, lack of respect can come on with time. And if there is anyone with such foundation, it can be repaired, it can be corrected, we can trust God to relay on a neat foundation so that the future can be secured. I believe it is a new day for somebody. If you are that person, say aloud, amen. Amen. Lift up your hands and thank the Lord for that segment of this word this morning. Lift your hands and thank the Lord. Worship him, honor him, adore him. Thank him for this word of marital and relationship wisdom. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Blessed be your name, in Jesus' precious name. If you learned anything that is beneficial to you, give the Lord a clap and a shout of praise. A louder clap and a bigger shout of praise.